Our next talk dovetails very nicely with the prior topic. We're going to hear from Katie Wehmeyer as she discusses recent developments in deed interpretation issues in mineral conveyancing. Katie Wehmeyer is a founding shareholder of the San Antonio oil and gas firm Santoyo Wehmeyer. She has a transactional practice in which she advises oil and gas exploration and production companies in connection with oil and gas lease negotiations and operations. Katie is a board-certified oil, gas, and mineral law by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. She's a graduate of the University of Texas School of Law and is licensed in Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma. Let's welcome Katie Wehmeyer.
Thank you, Professor Kulender, for that introduction. As Professor said, I'm Katie Wehmeyer, and I'm going to talk today about deed interpretation. So my presentation is going to focus on some overarching principles of deed interpretation, and we're going to talk about some significant cases in Texas that illustrate these points. But I want to point out first that this isn't a case law update, so there's far, far, far more deed interpretation cases than I could cover in half an hour or that I could cover in any reasonably length paper discussing these cases. So we're going to talk about just some bigger picture principles in deed interpretation. We're going to talk about some cases to illustrate those points. They're all going to be Texas Supreme Court cases. There's a lot of good appellate cases talking about deed interpretation issues, but we're just going to talk about some Texas Supreme Court cases today that bear on this deed interpretation issue. Let me see here. Okay. First, I want to start with just a brief overview of how a Texas court would approach a deed interpretation issue. And here we're going to focus just on unambiguous deeds or instruments, not on ambiguous instruments. And Texas courts have a very marked and stated preference for determining that deeds are not ambiguous. And that makes sense, right? Deeds are filed of record. We're all charged with notice of the contents of the public records and deeds. And so, of course, a court wants for deeds to be able to be interpreted based on the words that are in them and not by means of evidence and discovery that the parties use to determine what a deed might mean. Okay, so for a Texas court, the fundamental goal in interpreting a deed is going to be to discern the party's intent as expressed in the deed with the words that the parties have used. Within the four corners of the deed, and that gives rise to the name of the four corners doctrine. So in using this framework, courts look at the entire instrument as a whole, and if there are any apparent conflicts within the various provisions of the deed, a court will harmonize the various provisions, and they'll attempt to do that rather than apply an arbitrary or mechanical rule to resolve potential conflicts, and they'll also attempt to use harmonization rather than just immediately declaring that the deed is ambiguous. I wanted to point out that when a court attempts to discern the intent of the parties, they're using an objective intent. So they're looking at what the words mean and what the parties might have meant by using those words rather than what the parties subjectively meant in their heads when they were actually negotiating the document. And so that framework is kind of that's central to modern deed interpretation. And so let's look at a couple of cases that illustrate some of those points. And the first one I want to talk about is this Piranha Partners case from 2020. I think this is a pretty fascinating case. So the Piranha Partners is a case that involves a conveyance of an overriding royalty interest. It involves an instrument that has an attached exhibit. And in this conveyance, it was a conveyance of an overriding royalty interest and the question was whether the conveyance applied to a wellbore, or alternatively, a part of a lease that was described in the exhibit, or alternatively, to the entire lease, because the lease's recording information, the entire lease's recording information was also included in the exhibit. So the granting clause in this assignment just said, you know,